This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be
dumping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking.
Can't be stopping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Checkered up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Karma del momento, paisa no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
You wanna get high?
Joe, there's a lot of patronizing.
I'd like to tell you, I'd like to inform you.
Yeah?
That Matt Cardona is the new general manager of GCW.
Is he really?
Yes. And he came out with a couple edicts. One of them is,
right?
I will not allow any more marijuana smoking while I'm on my watch.
Right.
And there was another one that was funny, and I put on there, finally, a general manager we can stand behind.
Wait, was that a shoot that he was saying, or is he the shoot general manager?
No, he's a shoot general manager, but the funny thing is he gets on the microphone because he fucked up his arm or something, so he can't rest.
Oh, that's right. He's hurt. Right. Yeah, he's torn side.
And they made him the general manager, right? And he went in there and he goes, yeah, I will not permit any more marijuana smoking. And the whole crowd, boo, boo.
And let me say this for the whoever listens to this show that wants to be a wrestler, is a wrestler, wants to get involved, or people like Brian Dunlop who think they want to be involved in creative and stuff like that. I saw this yesterday and it sparked my interest. CZW owner DJ Hyde has posted on social media. He's looking for people to help CZW in all aspects: talent, production, camera operators, content creators, promotions team, ring crew, etc. We need you. If you're interested and would like to come on board, please DM me. So we'll put that up. So basically, I'll be the future booker of CZW.
Your screenwriter credits and see if they hire you.
Yeah, man. They'll be running the arena. I can head over there.
Joe, let's do this. Why don't you get a razor blade and slice your forehead on air? And that is part of your resume, like to work for CZW. Like you can
go through a glance good.
Let's get to the Patreon emails, because the first question is a stupid question.
Would you blade yourself, Joe?
Of course, he's addicted. He's addicted to the blade, Kogan.
You have? Wait, I gotta hear this. You have?
Oh, yeah.
You made the blade.
I just used a razor blade. I didn't clip it. I didn't do anything. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
What do you mean you just
pulled it out? It's like,
yeah, we were doing the backyard wrestling.
I see no scars on your head.
I don't. It's like right there.
It's like a pimple.
There's like a line right there.
I can see that, actually. You can see that. Can you see that, Cody? That's very vivid. That's, yeah,
that
that's
looks cool. Like the bill of the cap. Like the cap is.
But it's a state. It's a, yeah, it probably impressed
think,
it, yeah, but that's the same.
You
Joe, pull your mic back. Let me see if you have cauliflower ears, too.
Oh, no.
From all your work, of course. No. Not, right. All right. Yeah. The first question is a stupid question from Kevin from Monterey, California. All right. And this is embarrassing.
It's a stupid question.
Yes, it is.
You got to yellow card him?
Nah, it's just a stupid question. Okay. All right. Have you ever met anyone that had dreams of joining the business because they believed it to be a shoot, but dropped out when they found out it was a work? Is there anyone in the business that stayed, but was always disappointed it turned out to be a work? That's from Kevin. No, that's the answer. It's a stupid question.
Yeah, that's an odd question.
Bro, yeah. Come on. You think somebody's going to like, bro, what year are we talking about? Like, yeah,
right.
Equity goes to work. Wait. All right, that sounds from Kevin, Vancouver, Canada.
Like, after 1990, if you thought this was a work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Kevin from Vancouver, Canada, I want to go to Triple Mania in August for the first time. Conan, can you give a newbie to Mexico a quick suggestion on where to stay or what to check out for a person who's never been to Mexico? Thanks. Is it Triple with the Triple Mania in August? Where's that one? Is that a Tijuana or is it that the one's coming up in Tijuana, right?
Yeah, we have one in Tijuana, June, and we have one in Mexico City, August 17th.
Okay,
going
where
to Mexico City?
Yeah, where should you stay?
You want to stay like in Polanco, or you want to stay, which is kind of a little bit expensive, but not for Mexico, not for United States, but for Mexico it is, and La Condesa, and that's like where all the like Americans are, and you'll go to a bar and be full of Americans that work there and live there. So it's a, you know, those are two cool places to go where you can find people that are bilingual. What else did you want to know?
Where to stay, what to check out.
Definitely you want to check out Chapultepec Park, which was a castle where the ex-presidents lived. It's awesome. And you want to check out, and doesn't get any more awesome than this, the pyramids.
Interesting. Where are the Mayan pyramids in Mexico, by the way?
They're like on the other side of Mexico City. They're far.
Oh, so it's in Mexico City, but it's in
Yeah, they have some in Mexico City, right?
Right.
And then they have the Mayan culture, which was in the southeast part, you know, Villahermosa, Chiapas. That's like where Cancun is.
Mayan is very advanced culture. People think they're from
very advanced. So are the Aztecs. Yeah,
very from another planet is the what people are thinking. They might have been aliens because of their technology.
Or had alien assistance.
I would not think that is true.
Next is from CJ Manuel. Aloha, guests. What is your favorite vacation spot of all time?
The Patreon guys now.
Yeah, CJ Manuel. Yeah. Is there a place in your bucket list you haven't visited yet in all your collective world travels? That's Mahalo from CJ Manuel, San Antonio. He's on location in Hawaii, by the way. I don't know.
Vacation?
Maybe comedy. So my favorite vacation spot would be Australia by far. I'd love to go back there. And if I all my world travels I haven't visited Italy yet. I would like to go. I'd like to visit the boot, like the southern part of Italy, because I heard on the coast, like if you go to the coastal cities.
You mean like where Sicily is?
Yeah. So if you go, like, if you travel around the coastal towns, like, you go up and down the coast, that people there are so friendly that they will invite you into their home and cook you food. Like, a home, like a family, Italian family, see you walking down the street, and you wave at them, hey, you're a tourist, hey, so, hey, come in and eat. That's what it's like. Oh. I'd love experience you like that. Like, go to get a nice home-cooked Italian meal from somebody of somebody that lives in Italy. That'd be pretty cool. But that's on my bucket list. What about you, Tom?
Australia, definitely. Hawaii, definitely. Fiji Islands, definitely. And place that I haven't gone to. I've gone to a lot of places, but I think the only ones that I haven't, that I'd like to go to that I haven't, would probably be Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to China. Mm-hmm.
You been to China? Where'd you go to China?
When I was in the Navy, we went to Hong Kong, and then after Hong Kong, we crossed over into Red China.
What percentage of people speak fluent English in Hong Kong?
A lot.
Yeah, it was
when I was there. When I was there, because it was a British protectorate, so the British kind of had rule over. And bro, one of the most amazing places I've ever been to in my life is Hong Kong. Most beautiful places. A lot of shit to do. It was a great, great, great place. I don't know how it is now that the Chinese have kind of taken over. But when I went, it was incredible. I think maybe Russia, and that's about the only place that I can think of off the top of my head.
Right. So the next question is from Ben, and he has a very lame question. Okay. Ben, you need to up your game when you're wasting our time with questions like this. What's up, K100? With Trick Williams as champion and upcoming move to CW, can NXT finally break a million viewers? That's the question. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think Trick Williams has anything to do with it, but they just have a good show with a lot of great talent. What are they doing now? What are they averaging now, Joe?
600.
600?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, they may get up to 800, maybe.
By the way, Collision did like over 500,000 people on Saturday, okay?
Right.
And the show was like the typical, but it was interesting because I'd like to know, Joe, no, I'm going to give you my rant here, and then I want to know what Raw did. So during the playoffs, there's a lot of people watching TV like every night for sports and stuff and all that, right? And Saturday night, there wasn't any competition for sports against Collision. And it's like, but the playoffs have been going on. Like, everybody's been watching the playoffs and stuff. And so I'm wondering if, like, that's probably one of the reasons, like, you know, just a lot of people watching TV at, like, every night of the week. And what's going to happen is on nights that that wrestling's on during the playoffs, that they're not going against playoff games, they're probably going to do good numbers. So what did Raw do on Monday?
Raw's not out yet.
Oh, it's not out? Interesting. All right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their product, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight? The one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, you know, Punk's Twitter, he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. I got, because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the T-shirt. Like when I said, the material is really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt, too. So you'll never see that, because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It was so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out RootsOfFight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offers a limited time only, so jump on it. Get some new clothes to support the show by going to RootsOfFight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom.
So next is from Jason Turpin. This is interesting. Hey, guys. Ubi's promotion put on a pay-per-view called Lucha Mania over the weekend. I wanted to ask about the card last week, but unfortunately I was suspended by Disco for sharing a video of myself bench pressing on Discord. Is that true?
Yes.
I don't even know what this guy looks like.
You suspended him, but I don't think it was clear. So maybe he thought that's why.
No, that's not
what happened after that. Yeah,
he was suspended for obviously another reason, but you were suspended. Okay. Anyways, I had a couple of questions about the pay per view. Predictably, Ubi booked himself to win the main event. However, what caught my attention was Jack Evans winning the semi main event. It looks like a match between the two may be in the works. Given their history of real heat, you think Hoovy might be onto something by building a match between them. Also, it was interesting to see the original sexy star, now known as ex-sexy star, on the card. She cut a great promo, was in great shape, and looked really good to green. I know she was on the Disco list, and she still holds a lifetime ban from Talking Jericho. But would Conan ever consider working with her again in AAA? Thanks, that's from Jason Turpin from Mint Hill, North Carolina.
Well, that show that Hoovy did... There was at the beginning of the show, they had four wrestlers come out dressed as him in different eras. They had him as the DJ. You know, it's just a Hoovy love fest.
That's great.
Girlfriend always putting him over. They had a terrible house. Right. You know, he's just very, he doesn't have a lot of money to work with. I'm sure he's using somebody else's money, not his own, right. But he doesn't really do it in really kind of the places he usually runs are not top of the line, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he had a couple of good names on the card, and they still didn't draw. I think he might think that a feud between him and Jack Evans would be big, but you would have to tell their story for people that don't know it, and you would need TV to get that over, and he doesn't have it. Sexy star, highly doubtful. Yes, she's good on the mic. She always stays in shape. Highly doubtful would ever work with her again. Okay. She's got way too much heat with the other girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She thinks she doesn't, but she does.
Next is from Joseph Plain from Plainview, Texas. I just want to get your guys' thoughts on Turkey Alashchik and his impact on combat sports and now wrestling. He's cut deals and already brought out some of the best boxing matches like Fury versus Usyk, getting promoters to work together. He's even working to make Canelo versus Crawford in December or January. He's now doing business with the UFC and WWE, where at the beginning of something major, what do you guys think he can do for all combat sports and entertainment? I don't even know who this guy is.
Neither do I.
All right, so next question. Alex, as far as you guys can see, is there any way for the person taking a Snapdragon suplex from Kenny Omega to keep this up from making their head on the mat, from smacking their head on the mat? Every time I look at one, I just can't see any other way they can avoid it. Is it just a case of grin and bear it and hope you don't get concussed? And that's Alex from Bristol. Yeah, but you're pulling the guy's head up. What were we having the full with the dragon? So the impact isn't like what you would think it is. It's not like if like your head's going back, but you're pulling the guy's head up and this force pressing forward on the back of the head, the impact on the back of the head is not going to be as much. But if you don't put the force on the back of the head, then the guy can whack the top part of the back of his head on the mat pretty hard, and that's not good. But if you do it perfectly every single time, there's minimal damage that you could probably do. So you got anything to add to that? I think that's pretty much.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So this guy Joseph from Plainview, Texas, asked you about Turkey Al Sheikh. He spelled it wrong. He's the chairman of the General Entertainment Authority in Saudi Arabia. So he's the one that's bringing.
Oh, he's one of the PNF part of that. He's fun that bro. They have like what was that fund? They're like $600 billion.
He's been great, dollars. And he's brought some cool shit. Like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, so he's a sports fan. So sports fan with money can make things happen. Hello. This is from Matt from DSM. Given this public info only, if you're a Warner, would you lowball AEW given the lack of leverage AEW has?
Of course.
Yeah,
man. Bro, save as much money as you can. It's business.
This is an embarrassing display of emails from our page.
Oh, yeah. Why would you? First of all, why would you overpay him? You're in control.
I mean, you would think these people would ask smarter questions after listening to us for all this time. So, all right, let's see what Jared Avia from Melbourne, Australia, who is probably ecstatic that Liv Morgan has turned his heel after a good 2.5 years after he claimed that she was turning heel. And then he still never apologized. Did he ever apologize?
Never.
No, he said time was going to tell. You know, he was waiting.
You need to apologize, Jared.
Yeah. I don't see much of a future with Braun Strowman.
Seriously, especially since we saw photographic proof of Disco not taking fucking Harry Ruiz to Denny's or wherever you were going to take him to, and you actually brought him to a really nice steakhouse.
It was kind of weird. Like a couple nights ago, I had a dream, and it was like it's a dream you can not vividly remember, but just like one of those dreams, like it's just like why is that popping up in my dream, right? And I remember there was a dream of like I was either watching wrestling or some wrestlers involved, and Liv Morgan was one of the wrestlers that was involved in the dream, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it was like I was watching wrestling and just, I don't know. But then I went online and like she was like trending because like she was single because she broke up with Bo Dallas. And I just wonder if like, you know, like I'd maybe been like surfing the internet and I maybe didn't even recognize it, but I like passed it or something. And it maybe triggered a dream in my head about Liv Morgan or something. But that was interesting. The completely unnecessary information.
My dreams with Liv Morgan always involve somehow, some way, me, her, and Anna Jay. But that's just me.
But you heard it right, listeners. Liv Morgan is now single. If you wanted to stake your claim, shoot your shot. You know,
and she is best. She's very good friends with one of the cocktail waitresses at her club. They're both from Jersey.
And smoke weed.
Right. I don't know if you want to out it. Bro, you have no problem outing people on their weed.
It's not outing. She got caught for smoking with weed.
Yeah, but you have outed people that you smoke weed with that maybe they wouldn't want you like sharing that
smoke weed with me.
That's cheap shit. Jared Aviat says, I don't see much of a future with Braun Strowman. WWE have tried several different things with him and has not worked. His most interesting is a hillbilly delivered Seth back up to Wyatt back in the day. If Conan and Disco had a specific directive to get Braun Strowman over with the masses and be an interesting character in this calendar year, what would you guys both pitch? Thank you, best.
He's over. Best. What do you mean?
He is over.
This is what I think, Jared. I think you don't like him, so you don't think he's over. I'm not a big Braun Strowman fan, but he's very over.
So let me tell you, WWE did very simplistic storytelling over the last 2 weeks, okay? Braun Strowman was doing him just a throwaway vignette. Braun Strowman was in the back, goofing off with some of the wrestlers. What was the guy's name from the Judgment Day? McDonough.
Right.
JD McDonough got in his face and you're being warned. He kind of laughed it off. Like, oh, man, I've been warned. So they were like cheating in the match on Monday night against Truth and Miz. It looked like they were going to steal the title from him. And then Braun Strowman came down and like actually got over. He took Carlito. Carlito took a great bump on that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
When he just took him and tossed him into the guardrail. Like it just flew in.
And how did the people react?
Well, they pop huge.
Right. This is a guy that isn't over. Just so you know. What would we do with this guy that isn't over, Disco? That's what he wants to know.
I want
to the guy's over as fuck.
Put a MAGA hat on him. And then he'll be over in half the country, and he'll be a heel on the other half.
I'm gonna bury Jared here, okay? And he's not gonna like this because maybe he'll respond to next week's email. Jared has left. Jared's takes are worse than Brian Dunlop's.
Whoa, wow! I'm gonna put up a poll about that.
You see that, Jared Ingram's takes are worse than Brian Dunlop's. Okay, that's. Then we'll see what Jared Ingram if he responds to that. But that's been our Patreon emails, and dude. You guys let me down this week because this was not Conan. How would you rate a scale of 1 to 10 the four. Patreon four?
Yeah, as a four.
Wait 1 second.
Yep.
The week four.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%, you'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
For you patrons, if these emails are better than yours, we may have to put you the patron emails on the back burner and read those last.
You want to bomb them?
Next is some Hornet Gala Wagon, something Swerve buried. Respectfully, in the past when people have written into K100 talking about AEW is buried or devalued a talent that's recently debuted, becoming a different champion, you guys have defended the booking, saying that it's too soon to judge. From my memory, names such as
MJF... That's not defending, that's the truth. Sometimes you got to wait till it plays out to make a fucking statement.
Right. But in the, over the corner, you give them a chance, but their history has shown that they hadn't been good.
Right.
From my memory, names such as MJF, Samoa Joe, Brian Danielson, and Adam Copeland have all been devalued in the eyes of the fans, and really, those critics have been proven right over time. With that in mind, what do you guys think of the current online opinion that Swerve Strickland has been buried in AEW? I mean, having your new champion get beat down by Nick Wayne on the following TV taping, that's garbage. I personally think the Swerve has been booked like shit since he's become champion. What do you think? I'm not going to argue that. I think they dropped the ball with Swerve the first night when he won the championship, and his appearance on the very next show was just a random match against Kyle Fletcher. No promo, no nothing. So it just shows like, bro, Tony has no clue how to build stars. Okay, he gives a guy the win, the big win, but like you need to move up the card. And like every company has issues with this, with building stars. You have to sacrifice guys that you probably wouldn't want to sacrifice because you want to take a chance on the next guy. And like these companies are not willing to do that. So Swerve has been, bro, this has been, it's been a very weak championship title reign so far. It's not his fault. He's just doing what he's told to do. But like, you know,
Now I will say that out of the list that he threw in, and I don't remember all the names, but one did stick out. I would say Samoa Joe is the only guy that hasn't been devalued.
No, he's been he's never lost his value.
Like they've taken care of him, but that sounds more like Samoa Joe taking care of himself.
Yeah,
he said Danielson.
He's devalued.
Copeland
devalued. Yeah,
and who's the other MJF?
MJF one.
The MJF is not devalued.
No, not devalued, but like other guys have been atrociously devalued. They've been Wardlow.
Right. Everybody.
Luchasaurus, Lance Archer, Brian Cage.
Okada.
Takeshita. Will Ospreay's in mid-card angles right now. He's supposed to be the next big guy.
But he had a good match, so that's...
Against Lee Moriarty.
But from the clip we looked at earlier where he said, you know, it's been 5 years and there's all these AEW talents in the same positions. Like, who would you guys put on that list? Wardlow, Hook?
Everybody.
Everybody. The better question
Tony Storm was elevated. She came in as the usual Tony Storm and she was changed into this new gimmick and that made her more popular and valuable.
There's one.
Swerve Strickland. I don't know. That's it.
I mean, Swerve Strickland's been elevated, but now it's like, okay, you're elevated from mid-card to top guy, but now, like, not top guy to superstar.
He did elevate Darby Allin because nobody knew who he was.
Right.
Did elevate Orange Cassidy because nobody knew who he was.
Right.
So those are three right there, right? He was smart enough to understand the MJF Express, but that to me was way more MJF than him.
Right.
But we'll give it to him. That's four.
Jericho's been devalued. Mox has been devalued. Claudio's been devalued. Adam Cole's been devalued.
Who hasn't been devalued? Christian.
You're right. Good point. But that's him going into business for himself on the mic and just getting heat.
Right.
And bro, being smart, wearing the turtleneck.
Right.
You know, stuff like just it just doesn't do it, right? But the problem is like you have all those guys that we talk about that have been devalued. And you know why they've been devalued? It's because none of them have really, you know, been in a lot of combat against each other. when they get to a certain spot, the next thing you do, you have them wrestling, you know, you got them wrestling against Pac, you got them wrestling against Roderick Strong. You know, they move up in the car. The next thing you know, they're wrestling Rocky Romero and they're wrestling Lee Moriarty. And it's just like, dude, we don't want to see the guys go backwards. We want to see them wrestle, you know, the Adam Coles. You want to see them wrestle the top guys. They just don't do that because they're scared of having one of these guys lose. I don't know. It's just really, you have all these guys. Think about all the names that we just talked about, right?
Yeah.
Dude, you can literally, like right now, just give me those names. When you put these names in front of me here, I can give you 3 months of TV with just these guys on the show doing like every week doing episodic television. And bro, your numbers will probably increase it by 100,000 to 200,000 people because you're, you know, because that's one thing that AEW has proven is when they're in a big match, they draw more people than they regularly do. But Tony doesn't even know what a big match is because he didn't know what a main event is. You know, but it's like the main event is like the second or third match on the show sometimes, you know, with no build up or nothing, just out there. So
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.